You're listening to a special question and answer edition of The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, as well as Laura Howes, Dominic Ford, Ginny Smith and Dave Ansell. If you'd like to send any questions, you can do so to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can follow us on Twitter @NakedScientists, or you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thenakedscientists. Laura, here's one for you. Ali says, can magnets on pipes soften water? I'm really intrigued to know the answer to this. What do you think? You can see these gadgets, you buy them in magazines and things. Stick this on your water main, it'll stop your pipes furring up. True or false?
I have to say I'm pretty unconvinced by these claims. I have sort of looked at it. I've tried to work out what the magnets could be doing. We have to think about what hard water is. It's mainly calcium and other minerals dissolved. There is a tiny amount of iron in there that could be affected by the magnets, but I just can't quite see what could be happening there.
And even the iron is in a form which is actually magnetic.
Yeah, so most of it's in an unmagnetic form. So it's in one of the electronic configurations that isn't actually magnetically sort of active.
So we're giving that one the
We're giving that one the water filters and things, I think, instead.
There's probably an element of placebo effect here, in that if you've bought a gadget and you've put it on your pipes and you drink the water...
Placebos for pipes.
It probably does taste different to you. Or you possibly think, oh, yes, my kettle's not furring up as quickly as it used to, but it's likely to just be the placebo effect that you think because you've done something, something's going to happen.
But equally, you're hardly likely to cut into the water main just to have a look and see if it's furred up, are you? So I think it's very likely that most people just go, oh, I assume it's working. It's sort of, as you say, you sort of feel happy about it because you think you've done something when in fact you actually haven't probably done anything. So the conclusion of the panel here, everybody, if I speak for you by saying, you're saying don't waste your money, would that be a reasonable summary?
I'd say pretty much, yeah.
Okay.